little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
Next topic is celiac disease. Lynn, 28, has bloating of her abdomen with loose stools, particularly when she eats a lot of bread.
There's a lot of celiac disease in my family, doctor. Do you think I have celiac disease?
Well, the symptoms that you've been describing, Lynn, the bloating, the diarrhea, the tummy ache and the wind, could well be caused by celiac disease, but there are a few other things that we need to consider too.
Right.
Had you thought of anything else?
Well, most people say that I've probably got IBS. I've read up about that, but the article I read told me that we need to rule out celiac disease first.
Do you know much about celiac disease?
Not really, except that I think you have to have a special diet, is that right?
Should I tell you a little bit about celiac disease?
Yes, please.
Well, celiac disease is a sensitivity to gluten that's in food. Gluten's found in wheat, barley and rye. So the gut is irritated by the body reacting to gluten. So celiac disease does run in families, but unless a parent or sibling is affected, you're no more likely than anyone else to get celiac disease.
Right.
And celiac disease is supposed to affect 1 in 100 people.
Okay.
But it's easy enough to do a blood test for celiac disease if you like, but we should also check your blood count and do a thyroid test at the same time because of the symptoms that you're describing.
Okay, doctor, sure, I'm happy with that.
Can I just double check before we book you an appointment to have this blood test, that if you had been avoiding gluten-containing foods, including bread, over the course of the last month or two, there's the potential that we would get the wrong result with this one. So it's important that you carry on with your normal diet, and that includes bread, before we do the test.
So even if it makes my symptoms worse?
Unfortunately, we're going to need to get you to have some gluten over the course of the next 4 weeks or so before you have the test. Are you okay about that?
Well, it's not nice, but I suppose it's worth it if it gives me the answer in the end.
Okay, let's arrange that then.
Okay, thank you.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.